Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
I traveled across this country. I traveled to the furthest land. I ain't found no one to tell me yet.
What is the soul of a man?
Well, I want somebody to tell me.
Why don't you tell me?
Answer if you can.
Answer if you can.
I want somebody to tell me.
Why don't you tell me?
You're listening to the title cut of Randy Sabin's new album, Soul of a Man, a CD that is full of rock and blues music, country swing, straightforward country, bluegrass, and of course, jazz. It is a rollicking, fun album all the way through, and its brashness is a little bit of a departure from some of Randy's previous offerings. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we welcome Randy Sabin back to our Wisconsin Public Radio studios.
I climbed up just in time to hear the doctor and the lawyer say,
a man ain't nothing but his mind.
Well, I want somebody to tell me.
Why don't you tell me?
Answer if you can.
Answer if you can.
I want somebody to tell me.
Why don't you tell me? What is the soul?
Randy Sabin is here to talk about his latest trip to the recording studio, his musical influences, his pioneering work in string education, and his concert appearances in North Central Wisconsin and around the world. And we always do on our music shows. You're also going to hear Randy perform live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio in Wausau. We'd also like to hear from you if you'd like to talk to Randy Sabin about his music and the impact that music has had on our culture and on you. Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page and I'll read it live on the air.
As much as I can figure out,
there ain't nothing but a burning light.
Yeah, 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 I want somebody to tell me.
That phone number again is 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. You can get right through now if you'd like to talk to Randy Sabin, or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I'll read it live on the air. Randy Sabin, the title track of the album Soul of a Man is actually an old Blind Willie Johnson tune. Tell us about his version of the song and why you decided to record it.
Well, I have to say that most of the music that I love to listen to and most of the music that I love to play has nothing to do with the violin. So I'm attracted to rock and roll and the music that created rock and roll. And, you know, down-home southern blues musicians were a huge part of creating contemporary modern music. And what I like about Blind Willie Johnson is that, you know, it's a one-chord song. You know, it's basic.
Well, since we're going to be performing that together in a little bit here in our studios, that's what I like about it, too, a one-chord song.
It's perfect.
Minimizes the potential for screw-ups. Tough philosophical existential lyrics in that song, not something you hear on every blues tune.
It's very interesting. It's not your typical, you know, kind of love song, you know, whining, crying in your beer kind of love song blues lyric, stalking blues song. It is very existential.
Yeah.
It's unusual that way. I think that's the two things that grabbed me were the unusual kind of lyrics, questioning, and then the one chord thing. It gives you a lot of freedom.
And you're singing on this particular cut on the CD. That's something of a rarity for your recordings too. It sounds good.
Well, thanks. No one's ever said that before. Part of it is because I've got this fabulous background singer, Prudence Johnson, overdubbed Three Passes and created a little gospel choir in the background. That's what I like.
Oh, that's one voice.
Yeah, Prudence overdubbed.
Cool.
She got the Prudence Johnson choir.
And you've got her singing a solo tune on that CD that we're going to be listening to in a little bit. She does have quite a voice.
Absolutely. She's, you know, one of the best singers that I've ever worked with, and one of the top singers in the Twin Cities for sure.
And then you've got Pat Donahue singing another one of your compositions, Dead Man Blues.
Yep. Pat Donahue from the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band on Prairie Home Companion.
And, you know, as much as we love instrumental jazz, the two of us, the hard reality is that the pop charts, the records Americans buy in huge quantities, are by and large filled with singing.
Yeah, and those are the that's what I buy. When I'm at home and listening to music, I gravitate towards singer-songwriters. You know, I grew up listening to the Beatles, and I like singer-songwriters, you know, Roseanne Cash, James Taylor, love the Allman Brothers. I love songs, and I like to write songs, and I like to sing, but I'm a professional violinist, you know, so I've hired some professional singers to come in and sing my song.
And some of your CDs don't have as many vocals on them as this new one does, and it moves things right along.
Well, good. Thanks. I was inspired on the violin by Stefan Grappelli, who's a jazz violinist, and so most of my career, I've fancied myself as trying to, you know, live up to that level of jazz violin playing instrumental music. But I've always liked, you know, singing, and I, you know, write songs. I like folk songs, and I've worked as a sideman to a lot of singers. So this is just a way for me to merge.
Music that Stefan Grappelli played with Django Reinhardt down at the Hot Club of Paris back in the 20s and 30s, that was a lot of it was really up-tempo, danceable music. The dance was an important part of it.
Exactly. You know, swing music was the pop music of the day, and those were just instrumental versions of songs with lyrics. And they just put them on the string instruments of the Hot Club, three guitars, bass, and violin. And, it was the dance music of the day.
Well, I mean, you've heard my brief review here. I think it's probably the most fun CD that you've ever recorded. A lot of different genres here. There is blues. There's also some rock and roll, country, bluegrass, swing. But it is all pretty much dance music. Was that a deliberate approach that you took to the CD, or is it something that just kind of happened with the musicians that you recorded?
Well,
with?
It's just kind of an organic process. I really, you know, one of my inspirations is Bob Wills, not so much for his, you know, fiddle playing. He was an okay fiddle player, but he was a band leader that assembled, you know, really good musicians around him, and then he played music that would make people dance, and that might be a polka, and then it might be a blues, it might be a waltz, it might be a swing tune, it might be a boogie-woogie tune. I mean, he put all these threads together, and I like variety. And that's, I like the shuffle version on my CD player, where I can put a whole bunch of CDs in and listen to lots of different mm-hmm. artists. Sometimes I think I listen to a whole album's worth of, like, say, songs. It gets kind of tedious, and I want to hear, like, a Miles Davis instrumental interspersed.
Yeah.
Well, that's what radio is, right? You listen to the radio station, and you hear lots of different styles of music, and that's what I like to listen to, and that's what I put on this CD, variety.
And there is some country swing music. You've got a piece that was written by Spade Cooley, not exactly a household name in the year 2015.
No, Spade Cooley was a fiddle player, and he actually coined the term Western Swing. Bob Wills didn't coin that phrase, but Bob Wills pretty much created the style, but Spade Cooley came later, but he incorporated, you know, multiple fiddles. He had like a harp in his band, and it was just sort of a over-the-top kind of orchestra. But Spade Cooley was a hot fiddle player, and he wrote some cool tunes.
Well, let's hear one of those songs. It's on your CD. It's called Spadella. Here's Randy Sabine doing a Spade Cooley tune. Thank you. Randy Sabine, was Spade Cooley a Texas guy like Bob Wills?
He was a Hollywood guy, actually. He ended up in Hollywood. He looked just like Roy Rogers. He was a stand-in for Roy Rogers in those cowboy movies.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And then he played the fiddle and became known for his music after he became known as this, you know, stand-in actor.
Well, the line that I just heard you play on this cut definitely sounded like Stephen Grappelli, the kinds of things that he used to do routinely in another genre of music that wasn't labeled Western Swing, but it was sure really similar.
Exactly. Well, all those, there's an enormous pool of Western Swing fiddle players that were tremendously influenced by the jazz violinists at the same time, Joe Venuti, Stephen Grappelli, and Stuff Smith. But those guys were more jazz, and these fiddle players, Bob Wills' group, you know, were swinging, but they were in the context of a Western, you know, fiddle band.
Jazz music was originally dance music.
Right.
Do you think it's a mistake when some jazz musicians don't see the link between their music and dancing?
Well, it is dance music. I heard Billy Taylor talk about this one time, and he says even in the clubs where he used to play, people did dance, and then it became kind of a concert. You know.
Well, you listen to some jazz fusion, you know, stuff like Chick Corea, the Mahavishnu Orchestra, stuff like that, and it'd be very hard to dance to some of that. You know, and I guess if you were really talented and good with 5/4 time, you could do Dave Brubeck. But
yeah, well, that's, you know, interpretive dance and twirling comes in handy. I like good old 4/4 swinging beats, and you know, it's like the. Dick Clark standard. It's got a good beat, easy to dance to. That's what attracts me to music.
You recorded this CD with some of the faculty from the school where you teach, McNally Smith College of Music. Tell us about that.
It's a small music school in St. Paul. They hired me about 6 years ago to start a string department there. And they have a recording facility, of course, and the fabulous faculty. These are the top players in the Twin Cities. The head of the percussion department is Steve Miller's drummer, Gordy Knutson.
Really?
So I pulled in to the studio. Most of the people on the record are McNally Smith College faculty players, and then some guest professional locals like Pat Donahue and Prudence Johnson. Matthew Bookman plays keys. He's from UW Stevens Point. He's the head of jazz studies. So we have a local guy on there.
There you go. Well, I hope Matt's listening today, you know, and Matt, if you are, give us a shout out. If any of you would like to talk to Randy Sabine, I know a lot of you have seen him in concert. You saw him at the Grand Theater not too long ago at the John Altenberg Christmas show. You probably saw the Wisconsin Public Television special in which Randy's band was recorded live one night.
Right here in Wausau.
If Randy Sabine has touched you, if his music has touched you, if you think good jazz music is important to the culture, give us a call. He'd love to hear from you. The number is 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. And if you do want to call in, you should probably do it right now because we're going to be playing some live music a little bit later on in the show, and this is your chance to get through. 1-800-780-9742, or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page and I will read it live on the air. This is your 11th CD.
Yes.
And it contains a number of your own compositions.
Yeah, I wrote some original songs for this, which is kind of a departure too. So the instrumentals are cover tunes, and then the songs are actually original songs that I've hired professional singers to come in and play.
Now, if people are looking for the CD, they can find it on your website?
RandySabine.com. It's that easy. And if you're a digital downloader, you can get it from CD Baby. You can download the whole thing.
And you're in north central Wisconsin the next two weekends. Saturday night, Valentine's Day, you're in Washburn. Tell us about that.
I'm playing with the Corey Carlson Band. He's a singer-songwriter up there, and there's an event called Book Across the Bay where you put on skis in Ashland and you ski across Shawamigan Bay to Washburn. And when you end up there, there's a huge tent that's heated and this 10-piece band. I'll be playing keyboards and fiddle and rocking good time.
And then the following Saturday night, that's February 21st, you're at the Jensen Center in Amherst.
That's right. This is a kind of celebration of their anniversary. I think it's the 25th year of their being open. I'm playing with L.J. Booth and Matt Bookman. So I'll be doing a mix of sideman stuff with L.J. Booth's songs and then some of my own instrumentals and songs with Matt Bookman accompanying me.
The CD, as we mentioned, does have a number of vocal tracks, including one that we're about to play here. It's one of your own compositions, and it is sung by a great vocal performance by Prudence Johnson, who we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And the name of this cut is It Getting Hot Out Here? Hot in here.
Hot in here.
Randy Sabine and Prudence Johnson.
The thermostat, I can hardly breathe. If we don't open a window soon, I'm gonna have to leave. Sorry for the inconvenience, sometimes the truth is hard to see. Is it getting hot in here, or is it just me? But I got to admit, sometimes it feels pretty nice. If we don't cool things off between us, we'll all be drowning in the sea. Is it getting hot in here, or is it just me? We've been driving down this road together for such a very short time. Turns out it's easier to change the weather than it is to change our minds.
Randy, tell us a little bit about Prudence Johnson. Where did you meet this lady?
I met Prudence in the Twin Cities in 1978. She was in a vocal group called Rio Nido, just a string band, guitars, couple guitars, a bass, and three-part, four-part vocal harmony. And I've known her, you know, ever since. We play gigs, you know, sporadically throughout the years. We've had a regular gig in Wisconsin Rapids at the McMillan Library.
Really?
The past few years. Me and Prudence and piano player Dan Chouinard have come over there for our annual fall concert. So, yeah, I've known Prudence since 78.
Now, you've worked with another great female jazz vocalist. You were performing again with her at the Altenburg Christmas show, Janet Planet. What's it like to work with her?
Well, she's fabulous. She's lots of fun. I mean, it was so great to get together with her, you know, once a year for that holiday show at the Grand Theater. And I like her because she takes charge of the band. She knows what she wants. She comes in and you just follow her. She's such a great leader that it makes it easy to play.
Great musicians performing with her, too. Tom Thebo is an incredible guitar player. Now, you and Janet helped me out and a lot of people out more than a decade ago with the Jam for Johnny fundraiser at the Elks Club here in Wausau.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was after music promoter Johnny Ulrich was gunned down while trying to stop an armed robbery in Chicago.
Yeah.
And we were so pleased that you volunteered your time and Janet volunteered her time. Art Stevenson and Highwater showed up. Chris O'Keefe. We had a great assortment of musicians. The money we raised that night got invested in a fund for the performing arts at the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, and it was just used 2 years ago to help install the sound system for the concert stage on the 400 block in downtown Wausau.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for that.
It all worked out. Here I thought you had made off with all that money, Glenn.
Let's go to the phones. 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to talk to Randy Sabine. Here's Mike from Minocqua. Mike, you're on with Randy.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to congratulate you, Randy, on your latest CD.
Thanks, man.
It's a great sound. I'll also be pleased to say that I'm playing with you Saturday night at the Book Across the Bay with Corey.
This is Mike Schultz, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. You're going to drive all the way up there.
Yes, I do it every year for those guys and to see and to play with you. And we have a great time. It's a great gig. And I only get to play about three or four times a year, and it's a pleasure to play with you. I think I've played with you two or three times now, and it's always a great pleasure, and I'm looking forward to playing Saturday night.
Well, thanks. It'd be good to see you, because I love that Corey Carlson band.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
It's a great group.
He's got such an eclectic repertoire choice that he makes, and he's got horns and keys and guitars and just sings all over the place. It's fabulous.
Yeah. I'm actually the horn player on the other end of the stage, so all I've been able to do is, you know, come over and briefly shake your hand and wave, and you know, otherwise it'd be a couple of musical cues, and that was the end of the night. But it's always a pleasure, and I'll be looking forward to it.
All right, man. See you up there.
All right. Hey. And again, that's Saturday night in Washburn under a big tent. After people
ski across the bay,
you don't have to ski across the bay to attend, do you?
No, you don't. You just go right to the dance.
Mike, thanks so much for the phone call, and looking forward to seeing you Saturday night in Washburn. And let's go back to the phones. We have Jim in the Wisconsin Dells. Jim, are you listening to us on 89.1 FM this morning?
Correct. Correct. Thank you. Thank you, Randy. You sound great.
Thanks.
You're doing a good job. I'm a school board member here in Wisconsin Dells, and I'd just like to make a shout-out for our jazz band, our high school jazz band. They have the opportunity in the summer. They play with the orchestra down at Devil's Lake.
Ah.
It's all big band, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s sound.
Sure.
And when you take and twist all that around, and you take Western swing and bluegrass, and you mix all the good American music, and you let the youth, you know, take over.
Mm-hmm.
They can really sound good. My daughter plays jazz fiddle.
Oh, no kidding!
Bluegrass she has since she was 8 years old. She's a junior in high school now.
So, do you have a string program in Wisconsin Dells?
No, they don't. She just brought her fiddle to school, and they've had a jazz band for a while.
Cool.
And just started playing jazz.
Well, I do a couple of summer camps. If you know any other string players that want to come up to
sure.
Lawrence University to Strings Without Boundaries, and then I have my own camp up at Shell Lake Arts Center.
I plan on going with our jazz director. You're playing down in Platteville.
Yeah, UW Platteville on March 7th.
Yep. So we'll see you there.
Well, come up and say hello, Jim.
You bet.
Jim, thanks so much for the phone call. We really appreciate it. And, Randy, the string program with Lawrence University, is that in Appleton or is that up in their facility in Door County?
It's
Treehaven, I think, is what they...
Yeah,
no, Treehaven is something else.
The camp that I'm involved in is it's called Strings Without Boundaries. It's promoted by a fiddle player from out east, Julie Lieberman. So for 1 week, it's a one-week camp on the campus of Lawrence University.
So it's in Appleton on the campus.
Yep, yep, right there.
You know, you've been teaching since 1979, according to your webpage, when you started a jazz string camp for students and teachers at Indian Arts Center in Shell Lake, Wisconsin. Did you ever think it would lead to all of this?
I was hoping it would lead to all this. Exactly. Yeah, when I grew up, you know, studying the violin, it was nothing but classical music and playing in the orchestra, and it was a huge... a dichotomy. It was just, you know, a big leap between the music I was studying on the violin and the music that I wanted to play in my heart. And once I discovered jazz violin and, you know, fiddling, I thought, well, why couldn't I learn to do that along the way? And maybe students would choose to play the violin because they wanted to play fiddle music or mm-hmm. jazz violin. So I really set out to you know, help change the curriculum of string education. And that has happened along with, you know, there were a lot of other fiddle players that were just like me in different parts of the country. People like Daryl Anger, for example, have all gotten involved in education and publishing music. And now there's all kinds of camps and you know, the Berklee College of Music string department.
Well, you started that when you were 21 years old.
Yeah, 1978. It was the first place you could get a college degree on violin, viola, and cello that was devoted to contemporary, you know, styles of music and non-classical.
And now you're the string department head at McNally Smith in St. Paul. You often conduct workshops. What's your philosophy behind teaching strings?
Well, I like to teach students, at least at the college level, I like to teach the students not how to play the violin, but what to play on it and how to interpret non-classical styles of music on the instrument. So typically I get a classically trained violin player, can play in tune, they've played the concertos, they've played in an orchestra, and they want to play blues, they want to play rock and roll, play fiddle music, and I can show them how to do that. That's my philosophy.
There you go. And I'm sure that there are a lot of institutions where they teach traditional strings where you don't have an opportunity to learn those genres.
That's true, but that's also changing. The world of making a living as an artist is changing, and people are realizing that, it's time to catch up. 100, 200 years later, there's some other styles of music.
Well, the violin or the fiddle has been instrumental in folk music in America going all the way back to its inception. Thomas Jefferson played the violin. I'm not sure that he was always playing classical minuets. On your CD, you've got another cut, more of a traditional bluegrass sound, a piece called Crippled Turkey. Tell us about that.
That's just a good old down-home traditional fiddle tune, and part of the poultry repertoire, turkey in the straw and chicken reel, cackling hen. It's Crippled Turkey, a one-chord song. Another one-chord song.
Well, I couldn't figure out whether this was a takeoff on Turkey in the Straw or Crippled Creek. It sounds a little bit like both of them.
I hadn't even thought about that before, Glenn. I'm glad I came on the show just for that. I learned something.
If you just joined us, we're talking to jazz violinist extraordinaire Randy Sabin. We're playing cuts off of his new album, Soul of a Man, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, you will hear Randy Sabin perform some live music here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau. I'll try to keep up with him on guitar. I'm Glenn Moberg, and this is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs, including Steepenbrew, Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, and The Bold Company. Play a role in the success of WPR. Become a business sponsor. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy of Stevens Point, designing and installing solar systems, highly efficient wood boiler systems, and providing deep energy retrofits to buildings. Northwind's project portfolio is available at northwindre.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. If you just joined us, we're featuring jazz violinist Randy Sabin today on Wisconsin Public Radio's Route 51. Randy has a new album out called Soul of a Man, which you can get on randysabin.com. And as we always do on our music shows, we're going to do some live music with Randy right here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. We're going to be performing the title cut to Soul of a Man in just a bit, but because Valentine's Day is just a couple of days away, we're going to play an old romantic jazz standard called Misty. Thank you. Misty, Randy Sabine, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, and I'm going to take my guitar and drop the E string down to what we call drop D tuning.
So I came in last night from St. Paul over to Glenn's place, and we rehearsed for hours last night.
Well, we were just kind of fooling around.
After he made some shrimp linguine for me. It's fabulous.
And we're going to play the title cut from the new CD, which you heard at the top of the show, Soul of a Man. Here's Randy Sabine doing an old Blind Willie Johnson tune live on Route 51 in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios.
I want somebody to tell me what
Mine
is the soul of a man. Well, I want somebody to tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Brother, what is the soul of a man?
Sabine live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, and we will be back with more cuts off of the new CD, Soul of a Man, and your phone calls at 1-800-780-9742 after this short break.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs. Businesses like D.B. Reinhardt Institute for Ethics, Access Prosthetics, and Gimme Shelter play a huge role in the success of WPR. Your business can too. More information at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Wausau's Woods and Art Museum, where 50 Greatest National Geographic photographs features images and stories from the magazine's 120-year history through February 22nd. LYWAM.org.
We're back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with jazz violinist Randy Sabine, who will be performing in Washburn with the Corey Carlson Band this Saturday, Valentine's Day, at Book Across the Bay, and then the following Saturday, February 21st, at the Jensen Center in Amherst. Randy's new CD, Soul of a Man, is available on his website, randysabine.com. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'd like to hear from you. We've got a few minutes left of the show, and if you'd like to speak with Randy, give us a call right now at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I'll read it live on the air. Tell us about the track we're listening to now, Maiden's Prayer.
It's a Bob Wills song, and it actually has lyrics to it. And in the spirit of a jazz musician, I've taken a beautiful melody and made it an instrumental. And I added triple fiddles to it. That was one of the hallmark characteristics of Bob Wills and Western Swing, is the multiple fiddles. So I stated the melody, and I did a little improv on it. And
well, your fiddlehead band featured three violinists going on at the same time.
That's right. Yeah, when we did the public television special here, I had Chris Wagner and Randall Harrison playing with me.
This is a kind of instrumental that country purists just love. You started performing many years ago in a country band.
Well, yes, you remember that.
I remember that because we were both students at the University of Illinois in the early 70s.
In 1974, I was in a country rock band called Appaloosa down in Champaign, Illinois.
You bet, and I saw you, and I had no idea who you were or if I'd be doing a radio show with you. Good Lord, how many years later?
I'm not sure I knew who I was either, but here we are.
What's the difference between good country music and bad country music? Because a lot of the stuff I hear on commercial country stations just doesn't sound like country music anymore.
Well, like all different kinds of pop music, they, you know, go for trends of the day and, you know, try to sell music based on, you know, what they perceive public taste to be. I just like, what I like to hear in music is some kind of connection to Americana roots music. So I like to hear a little blues and inflection in the music, and it's got to be heartfelt and have lyrics that mean something to me. And you know, it's just, you know, it's just a feeling. It's kind of hard to really, you know, you listen to some music, you like it, and you listen to some other music and you don't. It's
sometimes hard to quantify. Sounds too overproduced, and it sounds like they're trying to get that hit by mimicking every other hit record that's come out in the last 5 years, and I think you lose the connection to the reality or the roots of the music.
Yeah, I like music that you can feel is natural and organic and just comes from the human soul and not something that's just packaged to sell a product.
Well, let's go back to the phones. We have Rich in Central Wisconsin. You're on Route 51 with Randy Sabine.
Hi, I just want to tell you what an honor it is to talk to you. Hopefully, I've got so much here. Hopefully, I'm not going to ramble. But it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thanks.
You bet. And yeah, I'm one of the guys that was in line buying a CD from you at the Christmas show, and I was also at the public radio recording, which was just phenomenal. You're such an amazing artist. Let's see, where do I start? First of all, you know, I want to just say, in fact, I turned to the people next to me while we were watching the Christmas show, and I said, you know, here's a guy who is obviously, you know, individually just a phenomenal artist, but yet he has no problem sharing the spotlight, you know, and you can make accompaniment just sound incredible, and you can make anybody sound really good is my point. Second of all, I don't know if you're... To me, you're a national figure, and I know you're known throughout, you know, everywhere. But you predominantly, are you Midwest guy? I mean, you pretty much do your thing around here.
Yeah, I grew up in Rockford, Illinois, and I made the brilliant career move to launch a career in jazz and professional music based out of Eau Claire and Shell Lake, Wisconsin. You know, so yep. I love living here. I like being in the upper Midwest. I'm very comfortable being in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan and the central Midwest, upper Midwest. I just like it. I feel comfortable here. And
you still got a place in Hayward.
Yeah, I got a place in Hayward, and I also teach in St. Paul. I have a place in St. Paul. So I'm a Midwest guy, and that's where I like to play music. I like playing music and towns like Wausau and Eau Claire and La Crosse and yep. Madison and little towns in between.
So how do I go about getting you to talk to my son-in-law? My wife and I haven't got a son-in-law. In fact, they're due to have a baby in 2 days, but we're going out there in a week. But they live in New York City, and he's originally from Minneapolis. In fact, he just won the Herb Alpert.
I'll tell you what.
All right, that's great.
Maybe you can have him call you at the school.
Sure, you can email me.
You know, I'm going to try to convince him, because eventually we got to get him to move back here, because there's enough going on here where you can make a living, evidently. So I mean, he's playing, you know, he's playing small jazz club and smoke and all that kind of stuff in New York City, and I guess you got to make a name for yourself.
Yes, you do.
Feel like that's kind of
Rick,
important. Do you have any advice?
Well, I wish him all the luck.
Rick, thanks so much for the call. We gotta move on. We're running out of time here. Thank you so much for the phone call, and let's squeeze in one more phone call from Al in La Coup d'Arrée.
Yes, we're Al, out of time here, so
Al, turn off your radio.
I just did. Trying to be brief as I can, but Randy used to play at Cafe Carp in Fort Atkinson, and that's about the time and Mike Dowling used to play with him. I just wondered whatever happened to Mike. Is he still around?
Yeah, he lives out in Wyoming, and haven't played with him in a while, but it's, you know, geographical, nothing personal. I still play the Cafe Carp. I'll be down there in June.
I live up in the northern part where you do now. I moved up here in 98, And so you're in Hayward too, right?
Yeah, I play at the Park Theater and play at the Big Top Chautauqua. And
sure. Okay, I'm on the radio, WOJB, with a Saturday morning big band show.
Oh, so excellent.
Well, I'll play your music one of these days.
That was the first radio station that I delivered my new CD to, so Soul of a Man is sitting out there right on your shelf.
Okay, I'll play it.
Al,
All right.
Thanks so much for the phone call, Al. And we do want to squeeze in one more cut off the CD.
I didn't wake up this morning. I didn't get out of bed. I didn't look in the mirror. It's 'cause I'm dead. I got the dead man blue. You know I done played my last rip. I'm laid out cold and stiff. I got the dead man blue. My baby never left me. She was always my best friend. Stood right there beside me and loved me to the end. Now I got the dead man. Buddy, you can have her. I'm just an old cadaver. I got the dead man.
Buddy, you can have her. I'm just an old cadaver. You're responsible for those lyrics, Randy Sabine.
Yeah, I'll take credit for those. The blame or the credit, I guess.
And that's Pat Donahue, who we are familiar with from Prairie Home Companion,
that's
doing
right.
The vocals.
Yeah, he's a great blues singer, and he's playing electric guitar on that, too. He's playing some. Usually hear him play acoustic guitar, but he's a great electric guitar blues picker, too.
So, what is next for Randy Sabine?
Wow.
You can see that we're wrapping up the show here.
Fame and fortune. This CD is going to be a million seller. I have a million in my cellar. Yeah, it's going to win a Grammy, and you're going to see me on TV. And, yeah.
If someone is interested in the McNally Smith College of Music, how can they find out more? Is it hard to get in, first of all?
It's easy to get in. It's hard to get out. That's our slogan. No, it's a rigorous music school, and you have to audition. And you know, if you're a violin, violist, or cellist, you audition with me, and I have high standards. So, but don't let that scare you off. Come on over and get your degree in music performance. We have a master's degree in music performance, too. So if you already have a college degree, like say you're a music teacher, come on over. I'll hook you up.
Randy Sabine, thank you so much for coming on over
today.
My
pleasure. You're welcome. Thanks, Glenn, for the music lesson last night.
Let's boogie it out of here.
All right.
This is another Spade Cooley composition off the new CD. We want to thank today's guest, Randy Sabine, whose new CD is called Soul of a Man. A reminder, he'll be playing with the Corey Carlson Band Saturday night, Valentine's Day in Washburn at Book Across the Bay. The following Saturday, February 21st, he'll be in Amherst at the Jensen Center. You can find out more about Randy and his music and purchase his CDs at randysabine.com. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, and our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Remember to follow us on Facebook. If you missed part of the show, you can hear it in its entirety Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.